Aircheckdownloads.com.
88 to 91 FM, Radio 2 from your BBC.
8:30, here are the news headlines. Those are the headlines, more at 9.
That's the searchers, and don't throw your love away. As I said, the old Podsy money boxes are going jolly well for children in need. I hope we don't get too boring about children in need, and I know it's quite a way away, 20th of November, but we do try and get the money in. And I know many of you work for children in need all the year round without any prompting from me. If you would like a Podsy money box, in case you didn't get the number the first time round, what you do is just collect 105 pence pieces in it. That's all. Anytime you come across a 5 pence piece, and let's face it, what can you get for that these days? Put it in the box. And then when you've got 100 or more in it, take it to the bank, and they'll send it on to children in need. And the number is 08 700 100 200. Okay, and I understand the boxes are going brilliantly. 17,000 have gone already. You're wonderful. As per your instructions yesterday, Wobbler... There's no respect, is there?
No respect.
Len Horridge, last evening I stood on the A64 and waved. Well, like a Pat Martin of Halifax occasionally passes Whingemore, gateway to the East Coast. And Pat Martin said, would he give her a wave when she's passing? Unfortunately, I couldn't recall if he wanted me to wave my TOG sweatshirt or wear my TOG sweatshirt, so I decided to wave it once I'd got home from work and changed. Being absent-minded, I forgot the rest of my apparel. I'm sending you this email from Whingemore Prison. Nothing I can do for you. I'm sorry. You pushed the ref over. He didn't dive. Bet you wish you could run off to Rome, don't you, Len? Not coming back. Please send me a cake with a file in it. Or if you're dyslexic, a cake with a life in it. Madonna. Good record. Look, I know this is a bit of an impertinence, but don't let that hold you back, Pam Hardwick of Tomatin. Was it Tomatin? Or tomatoes. Inverness-shire, is it Inverness-shires? It's hard to tell, isn't it, from this distance. And it's, actually it's a letter. W1A4WW, that's the old address, if you fancy the old letter or the postcard or any class of a thing at all. I know this is a bit of an impertinence, but would you consider dumbing down your programme? How can you dumb down this? You can't dumb down something that's dumbed already. For those of us who've led sheltered lives, says Pam, I didn't get the joke about the rhubarb and Fanny Craddock. And there wasn't a rhubarb, it wasn't a joke about Fanny Craddock's rhubarb. It was the donuts. And also, because of interference, I still haven't heard what the three-legged dog said when it came into the bar.
Oh, yes.
Was this the dog called Eric?
No, that was the horse.
That was the white horse. My friend Laura fixes you with a coat hanger to the pipes to improve matters, but I only use those pretty little padded knitted things, and they won't work as well. They won't, you see. Get somebody to knit you a wire coat hanger. I thought I'd let the dust settle, says this letter from Kenny Leverett. So sending heartfelt best wishes on the occasion of your 16th. I must say, I didn't see the uniform in your recent television experience. You're missing everything, aren't you, Ken? Anyway, I was lying in the bath on Sunday laughing at my embarrassment. I'd missed a 4-foot putt for the game some hours earlier. When I reckoned, reflected on my recent birthday. And the result is attached. What is it? Is it a turnover? Carpe dentum, sterodentum. Seize the teeth and soak them. Oh, look, as I sit on the bed, one foot in a sock, me intention's confused as I look at the clock, but it doesn't help when the clock says 10:30. I just take off the sock and put me head down again. I'm too old for a TIG, but too young for a TOG, too young to do yoga, too old to jog. I don't need to exercise. It's all in your head. Just lay back and watch me middle age spread.
Aircheckdownloads.com.